All right, so are you ready to dive into this one? This game might seem like a simple win at first glance, but the details paint a much more interesting picture. You sent us a whole bunch of stuff about the Omaha Arrowheads and the Baltimore Bombers, Week 11, back in 2071. Play-by-plays, stats, scouting reports on the players, like they're right there in the coach's booth. And get this, we've got a crazy comeback, a scary injury, a defensive play that changed everything, and a final play that had the fans losing their minds.
And the coolest part is, we can go beyond the final score and really see how these two teams went head-to-head strategically. It's like a lesson in how different styles of play can clash.
So let's set the scene. The Omaha Arrowheads won this one 22-10 over the Baltimore Bombers. Sounds like a pretty easy win, right?
Well, here's the thing. At one point in the game, the score was actually tied.
You're right. And what we see in these sources is that this wasn't just one team completely outplaying the other. There were some really interesting strategic decisions and individual performances that really shaped the outcome. Let's go to the timeline source and walk through some of the highlights. Early in the first quarter, the Bombers got trapped in their own end zone and ended up giving up a safety. 2 points for Omaha right out of the gate.
Now, what's interesting here is that it wasn't just a simple mistake by the Bombers. The sources say Omaha's defensive line was especially strong that day, particularly on the left side. They'd done their homework. It seems they targeted that side because they knew Baltimore's left tackle was dealing with an ankle injury from the week before.
Smart move by Omaha. Man, not long after Maurice Matthews, you gotta remember that name punches in a 10-yard touchdown run.
And that play shows exactly what Omaha did so well that game. It wasn't just Matthew's strength, although you can see that in how he broke like three tackles on that play. The sources show that Omaha kept running plays designed to exploit that weaker left side of Baltimore's defense. They found a weakness and just kept hitting it. Classic, but it worked.
Okay, so things are looking pretty good for Omaha at this point. But the Bombers weren't giving up just yet. They managed a field goal later in the first, and then in the second, they tied things up with a touchdown of their own.
And those moments of success for Baltimore are important to understand the whole story. This wasn't just luck. Their quarterback, Roger Bailey, was making some seriously impressive throws. One source even points out his connection with receiver Lucas Seckel, who was consistently finding those gaps in Omaha's zone coverage.
Seckerl was definitely a standout for the Bombers, but things weren't always so easy for their offense. Remember how Bailey got sacked 4 times?
Right, and the sources give us some clues about why that happened. It wasn't just Omaha's defensive line being dominant. They were using some really creative blitz packages, especially in the second half. There's this one play described in detail where Omaha sends a linebacker on a delayed blitz, and Baltimore's offensive line completely misses him. Boom sack.
Poor Bailey. I bet he still has nightmares about Andrew Patton, Omaha's defensive end. 2 sacks, a hurry, and a defended pass all on Bailey.
Exactly. And that pressure on Bailey really started to mess with Baltimore's offensive rhythm. It wasn't just the sacks themselves, but the constant threat of pressure that forced him to make quick decisions and threw off his timing.
And to make things worse, the Bombers had those annoying penalties. An offensive holding call wiped out a huge gain, and then a false start on a crucial third down. Those little mistakes can really kill a team's momentum.
Absolutely. And while one source suggests that Baltimore's aggressive play calling might have contributed to those penalties, putting them in risky positions, it's clear that Omaha's discipline and focus played a big part. They were playing smart, avoiding those mistakes, and capitalizing on the chances Baltimore was giving them.
So it was a real clash of styles. You had Omaha sticking to their game plan, grinding it out on the ground, playing tough defense, and avoiding mistakes.
Right. And then you have Baltimore with these moments of brilliance, especially in the air, but struggling to find any consistency and ultimately hurting themselves with those errors. It really shows how these teams had fundamentally different approaches to the game.
And that difference in approach really came to a head when Omaha's Deshaun Bauer snatched that crucial interception in the fourth quarter. But we'll get into that after a quick break.
Man, that interception by Bauer was a real turning point. But before we get into that, let's go back and talk about some of the other key players for each team. We talked about Matthews and Patton for Omaha, but their quarterback, Travis Ortiz, he had an interesting game too.
Yeah, he did. And it wasn't like a flashy performance with tons of passing plays. But the sources describe him as the steady guy even after getting injured.
Right. He took a pretty nasty hit in the second quarter, landed awkwardly on his shoulder, one source mentions, but he stayed in the game.
Yeah.
That's tough. It's clear from the play-by-play that he wasn't totally okay after that hit, but he still made good decisions, avoided turnovers, kept the offense moving.
Yeah. It reminds you that sometimes the most valuable players aren't always the ones getting the most stats. It's about leadership, making the right calls under pressure, and keeping your team in it.
Exactly. And for Baltimore, Roger Bailey had a rough day out there. Patton breathing down his neck the whole game, the offensive line struggling. It can't be easy to stay focused.
No kidding. But even with all that pressure, he still made some great throws. And Lucas Seckrell, he was a real bright spot for Baltimore's offense.
He was. The sources highlight how he could find those holes in Omaha's zone coverage. They say he had great instincts, almost like he could read Bailey's mind on some of those plays.
Too bad they couldn't get him the ball more consistently. And the sources do mention William Spicer as another target for Bailey. But it seems like overall, Baltimore's offense was just too out of sync to really be a threat to Omaha.
Yeah, and that's where we come back to those strategic differences between these teams. Omaha's commitment to the run, their disciplined defense, and their ability to take advantage of Baltimore's mistakes.
Yeah.
All of that played a part in their win.
Right. It wasn't just about raw talent. It was about execution strategy and making the most of opportunities.
Exactly. And speaking of opportunities, that leads us back to Deshaun Bauer's interception in the fourth quarter.
That play was huge. The sources say it was a perfect read by Bauer. He jumps the route, intercepts Bailey's pass, and takes it all the way for a touchdown.
It's the perfect example of Omaha's opportunistic defense.
Yeah.
They were bending but not breaking all game.
Mm-hmm.
And when they saw a chance, they took it.
And it wasn't just any chance. It was a total game changer. Up until that point, Baltimore still had a little bit of hope. But that interception, that touchdown, it was like all the air got sucked out of the stadium.
It really was. And it wasn't just the points. It was the mental impact. For Omaha, it was a boost of energy, a sign that their plan was working. For Baltimore, it was a crushing blow, like they'd finally run out of luck.
You know, that interception was definitely a key moment. But the sources also mention a missed field goal by Baltimore earlier in the game. What if they had made that kick? Could it have shifted the momentum, kept them in the game a little longer?
That's a great question. It reminds us that in football, every single play matters. Every decision can potentially change the whole game.
Right. It's all connected. Looking back at the whole game, it's clear that those small moments, those plays that seem insignificant, can have a huge impact on the final result.
They're like a chain reaction.
Yeah.
One play leads to the next. One decision influences the next.
Mm-hmm.
And in this game, it was Omaha's ability to string together those positive moments and avoid those costly mistakes that ultimately got them the win.
Okay, so we've talked about the overall strategy, the key players, the turning points in the game. But let's dig even deeper. Let's rewind to those penalties for Baltimore and really break down what happened. Okay, so second quarter, Bombers are driving. They're trying to get back in the lead after Omaha's early scores. It's third and short. Totally doable. They go for a play-action pass, hoping to catch Omaha off guard.
And it almost worked. One source says Lucas Seckrell found a hole in the zone. Bailey throws a perfect pass, but then the flag.
Ugh, talk about a momentum killer. Instead of a first down, they're stuck with a much harder third and long.
And this is where the details get really interesting. This holding penalty. It wasn't just a lineman getting beat. It seems like their right guard, a rookie named Marcus Johnson, was trying to make up for all the pressure Omaha was putting on Bailey. Got a little too aggressive and got caught.
So it's like a domino effect. Omaha's pressure leads to a mistake. The mistake leads to a penalty. And the penalty kills the drive.
Exactly. And we see this pattern throughout the game. A few plays later, another penalty. This time a false start. The sources mentioned the crowd noise might have played a role, but it also shows how frustrated Baltimore was getting.
And when you compare that to Omaha's composure, their ability to stay focused, even with all that pressure, it really shows how important the mental game is.
Totally. And I think there's a lesson here for everyone, not just football fans. In any tough situation, staying calm and avoiding those mental mistakes can make all the difference.
So we've looked at the penalties, the key players, but I want to go back to something you said earlier. You asked us to think of examples of teams that won because of their strategy, not just their talent.
I did. And I bet you came up with some good ones. But what's so cool about this Omaha-Baltimore game is that it's not just history. It's something we can learn from in our own lives.
That's a good point. It's not just about football. It's about planning execution and bouncing back from setbacks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Look at how Omaha played. They didn't try to be fancy.
Yeah.
They didn't rely on one superstar. They had a plan. They stuck to it. They played smart, disciplined football.
And even when things went wrong, like when Ortiz got injured, they adapted. They stayed focused and they won.
That's a powerful message. It's not always about being the most talented or the most gifted. It's about having that grit, that determination to succeed even when things are tough.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Omaha Arrowheads and the Baltimore Bombers, I think we've learned a lot more than just the story of one game.
We have. We've seen how strategy can be more important than talent, how discipline and focus can help you overcome obstacles, and how even when you lose, there are still lessons to be learned.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest takeaway is that whether you're on a football field, in a meeting, or just dealing with life, that same approach, that same mindset can help you achieve your goals.
Well said.
Yeah.
So next time you're facing a challenge, remember the Omaha Arrowheads. Remember their commitment to the plan, their resilience, and their determination. And who knows, maybe you'll even pull off a win of your own.